This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it wasn't college hoops that hurt us yesterday. Yeah, after going 1-13 the previous two Sundays in college basketball, we eke out a 4-3 record, turn a little profit on hoops. But it was the National Football League that caused pain. And yesterday will go down as Chalk City. Yeah, so the books are balancing for the season because the favorites this week are 11-2 against the spread. And it's also been a good week for the over players. They're 9-3-1 so far this week heading into the Monday night tilt. Let's recap how we did on the podcast for the week. And it was a tough week, and we're going to have some of these. We're going to have good weeks. We're going to have bad weeks. That's why we manage the bankroll. Everything is the same. 2%, we're playing $100 per play. Never waver from that number. So the wins, they were limited. College football, we go 1-0. We hit the Navy game, so we win $90.90 there. NFL prop bets, well, we played three quarterback unders. We hit on two of them, so we go 2-1, and we win $74 there after the inflated juice on prop bets, of course. FCS college football, we go 2-2. We lose the juice of $18.20. College basketball, we go 25-24. So we have a winning record, but when you factor in the juice, we lose $127.50 on hoops. Year to date, though, on college basketball, we're still up $989, almost 10 units. So no complaints about our college basketball performance. NHL puck line, not so good. 2-5, we lose $190. Keep in mind, all NHL puck line plays are on the plus side, so we don't have to have as good a record there, but we still had a losing week, unfortunately. NBA totals, well, we continue to be dreadful on the NBA. We go 2-5 for the week. We lose $318.20. And then the big loser for us, the National Football League. Yeah, a very disappointing 3-6. And the one that stings me the most is the Bills. They rally all the way back, and I'm like, just don't go to overtime. Please don't go to overtime. Then it goes to overtime, and then it's like, please just kick the field goal. Don't score a touchdown. They score the touchdown. That swing game hurts us, of course. We lose $327.30 in the National Football League. Year-to-date, though, still in a good position. We're up $1,108.40. So a little over 11 units in the National Football League. So that was our week. We start a new week tonight, and hopefully we can start it on a good note. We're going to start in the National Football League with the Rams plus 2.5 over the Cardinals. So the Rams are 8-4 straight up, 5-7 against the spread. Last time out, they beat Jacksonville by 30. The Cardinals, meanwhile, 10-2, 9-3 against the spread. Last time out, they won at Chicago by 11. So prior to the victory over Jacksonville, the Rams had lost three straight against Tennessee, at San Francisco, and at Green Bay. Their other loss this year versus Arizona, 37-20 back on October the 3rd. The Cardinals have lost only twice, but both of those losses happen at home versus Green Bay and Carolina. Sweeping a good divisional opponent is never easy. So I'm going to take the Rams plus the 2.5 tonight against Arizona. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where there was nothing to choose from. There's only one game on the schedule today. So our play is Calgary minus the 1.5 at Chicago at a plus 180. So the Flames are 11-4-2 on the road. So good road team. Last time out, they lost to Boston 4-2. The Blackhawks are 5-6-1 at home. Last time out, they lost at Toronto 5-4. The Flames have lost four straight after winning 7-8. I hope they can right the ship tonight in Chicago because we're on the Flames minus the 1.5 at a plus 180. Next up, we go to the Association where we're going to play the Kings and the Raptors under 220.5. Toronto games are low scoring. The Raptors are in the bottom five scoring at only 104.3 points per game. Their D is just the opposite, ranking in the top five, giving up only 104.6 points per game. Toronto's had 5 of 6 games go under, so we're hoping for more of the same tonight. We're on the Raptors and the Kings under the 220.5. Next up, we go to college basketball. Only 9 games to select from today, so selecting our 7 was a challenge, no doubt about that. Okay, North Dakota State will be our play of the day, minus the 2.5 over the Sycamores of Indiana State. So the Sycamores are 3-5, but they've played a tough schedule that included Purdue, Oklahoma, and Loyola of Chicago. Last time out, they upset Miami of Ohio by 1. North Dakota State, meanwhile, defeated Cal State Northridge by 14 on Friday. And most importantly, they have their top guard, Sam Griesel, back. This is a rare Missouri Valley at Summit League game. It's not quite big school versus small school, but it will have a similar feel to the folks in Fargo. The home team will have lots of energy tonight. So I'm going to take the Bison of North Dakota State minus the 2.5 over the Sycamores. Next up, we go to Milwaukee, where we're going to play the Panthers plus 6.5 against Rhode Island. So Rhode Island is 7-3 this season with 2 wins over Boston College and a nice win at Harvard. Milwaukee is a disappointing 2-7 after an 11-point loss at Colorado. This is another rare 8-10 at Horizon League game. I like the chip on the shoulder games, as you can tell. I'm waiting for Milwaukee freshman Patrick Baldwin to explode. Tonight might be the night, so I'm going to take the Panthers plus the 6.5 over Rhode Island. Next up, we go to Cleveland State plus 12.5 at Oklahoma State. So the Vikings are hot, winning 6 straight, including a 10-point win against Wright State last time out. Only road game this season for them, they lost at BYU by 10. Meanwhile, the Cowboys of Oklahoma State are 6-3, coming off back-to-back losses to Wichita State and Xavier. I think Cleveland State sticks around tonight to keep it interesting, so I'm going to take the Vikings plus the 12.5 at Oklahoma State. Next up on the card, we're going to play George Washington minus the 3.5 over Radford. So Radford is 1-7 this year and 1-6 as an underdog. Last time out, they lost to at JMU by 9. I'll give it to them. They've played a tough schedule so far. Meanwhile, GW is 3-8, and they can't seem to cover either. They're 2-8-1 against the spread. Last time out, they actually did cover against Coppin State, winning by 13. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 on GW at home tonight against the Highlanders. Next up on the docket, it is an early start game. So if you want to play this one, get it in early. It is Northern Illinois minus 1 at Chicago State. So Chicago State was 20-146 over the last 6 years coming into this season. It had been a dreadful program, but they already have 3 wins this year and some competitive losses, so the program is clearly improving. Meanwhile, Northern Illinois is only 2-6, but they do have a win over Washington and a win over Eastern Illinois. Scoring has been a problem for the Huskies, but I think they'll have enough to squeak this one out. So I'm on Northern Illinois minus the 1 at Chicago State. Next up, it is Columbia plus 4 against Sacred Heart. So 2-8 against 2-7 matchup here. It's a Monday card. Sacred Heart lost at Rhode Island by 10 last time out. Meanwhile, Columbia lost by 1 at Albany in their last matchup. I wasn't smart enough to go to Columbia, but I'm going to bet on them today, plus the 4 at home against Sacred Heart. Then your final game of the card, we're going to play Portland minus the 4.5 over Cal Poly. So Cal Poly is 2-6 with wins over Idaho and Portland State. Portland, meanwhile, they're 6-3 coming off an 8-point loss against VMI. Cal Poly beat Portland State by 3. Portland beat Portland State by 15. That's a whole lot of Portlands. The only common opponent was the Portland State game. So I'm going to take the home team, the Pilots, minus 4.5 against the Mustangs. So let's recap your Monday card as we try to get back on the winning side of things. In the National Football League, we're going to take the Rams plus the 2.5 over the Cardinals. In the NHL, we're on Calgary minus the 1.5 at Chicago at a plus 180. We're on the Kings and the Raptors under the 220.5. College basketball, your play of the day is North Dakota State minus the 2.5 against Indiana State. We're also on Milwaukee plus the 6.5 against Rhode Island. We like Cleveland State plus 12.5 at Oklahoma State. We're on GW minus 3.5 against Radford. We're on Northern Illinois minus 1 at Chicago State. We're on Columbia plus 4 against Sacred Heart. And we're laying the 4.5 tonight with Portland against Cal Poly. So that's your Monday card. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.